The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello from Redwood City, IMC, and wishing you all well for this day. And I want to begin with a teeny teaching. If I ask you to evoke an image of a river, you might think of a river that you've seen in your life, and it would have a particular, maybe it would be very unique. Each one of us would have a very, you know, your own image. If I write the word river, R-I-V-E-R, on a piece of paper, that word will maybe reside in that paper as long as the paper exists. If I take watercolors and go out to a river and paint the letters watercolor on the surface of the river, that word will not persist very long. Even if the water is almost completely still and placid and flat and hardly you can't see any movement in the river at all because it's so still, and you write the words river on it, paint it, it's not going to stay. Maybe not even long enough to see the word. So when we come up with a word, river, in our mind, the image you had of your river that I asked you to do at the beginning maybe went away for a few moments as I talked about writing on top of a river. But the idea of river comes into consciousness, maybe because I'm talking about it, maybe because you see a river, you're talking about a river. It comes into consciousness. We pull it out of our memory, or the particular ways the brain stores the idea of a river someplace. But the conscious awareness of river is there as fleetingly in consciousness as it is on a running river. Almost as much. It's there, the concept of river is there. But it'll change and flux and disappear as other things appear into consciousness. And it doesn't reside in consciousness very long unless we're obsessed by the idea of river and we can't stop thinking about river. Then the idea maybe persists and it might seem like we're always thinking about river. But even then, it's probably not all the time. You might be making sentences about river. It's like, oh, my river is the best river. And the word river is just there as part of the stream in the moment, the river. The concept of river is there. In the background, there might be some other kind of feeling or sense that their memory of this is what I'm talking about. But the concept, the idea, the word for river is fleeting. Simple. So this analogy is important to understand the Buddha's teachings on sanya, usually translated as perception, but it it refers to the simplest conceptual recognition of anything at all. So river, door, person, whatever it might be, there is usually it's one word that conceptually kind of recognizes or identifies. This is what the object of attention is, the object of seeing or hearing or something. And In a practice of vipassana, as the practice settles down, we begin to appreciate the fleetingness of the concepts that we live our life by. The fleetingness, not in terms of how they stay in memory or stay kind of persist as something that we can tap into, but the actual coming into full consciousness. There's just a moment of recognition, a door, river, person. And that is there just for fleeting. It's like the river of consciousness. It appears for a moment on it, and then consciousness keeps flowing and it dissolves. It might return, frequently, so we think it's continuous, but it comes and goes. This is important because one of the areas of clinging and of suffering is we cling to our concepts, we cling to ideas. Even the idea of suffering is something we can cling to, hold on to. And we can cling to clinging, the idea of clinging. Oh, it's important to cling. As practice deepens, we become aware of the fluidity, the changeable nature, the dissolving nature of concepts as they appear in the mind. They have some reality to them. So, for example, if I feel an itch, the itch might persist for a few seconds, but the concept itch is very fleeting. It flows in and flows out. It flows in, and there's a question, should I scratch? And there's a question, what should I do about it? Or then I'm looking at something else, and then I come back to it. But the concept is... And so in this particular foundation of mindfulness, what we're looking at today is the fleeting nature of simple concepts as they appear, not as they are relevant. They might be relevant continuously, but as they appear in the mind. So breathing in, the concept of an inhale, the concept itself is a fleeting moment that maybe is repeated. The exhale, the body, posture, attention itself. So as we get into this meditation, perhaps this can become a little bit relevant. So, assuming a meditation posture, and sitting in a way, taking a posture that expresses both alertness and relaxation. And each of those words is a concept, taking a posture, alertness, relaxation. All these concepts flow through as we speak and we hear and we respond to. And the saying of each word, the existence of the word being spoken, is brief. The word dissolves in the river of time. Gently closing your eyes and settling in, feeling your whole body sitting here. And taking a deep breath in and relaxing on the exhale. And breathing normally. On the exhale, continue to relax in the body, settling in to this body. Then settling into your breathing. And as you breathe, there are ever so simple concepts that appear that recognizes what's happening as we're breathing. Those concepts might be verbal with a thought. They might be quieter and seemingly without words, but still a recognition that the inhale is an inhale, the exhale an exhale, or the recognition of beginning to inhale, ending the exhale, movement, pressure, release. Mindfulness builds on the simple recognition of what's happening as it's happening. And that any thought, mental idea, concept of breathing, as useful as it might be, is fleeting. It appears and it disappears. And if you're involved in thinking, you're probably involved in a different river, being swept away and thinking about things that are not here and now. If you're in commentary about here and now, you're probably removed from your experience. To enter into the direct experience and very relaxedly, openly know the experience. Experience the experience is to practice mindfulness. And to know the fleeting nature of the individual concepts as they appear in the mind. Is a means to begin to relax the grip we have on our thoughts and ideas, leaving them alone. Even distracted thoughts are made up of individual concepts that are fleeting, that appear and disappear. What happens if you tune in to the fleeting nature of concepts, ideas, thoughts? Each word and a thought disappears almost as soon as it's spoken. And as we come to the end of this sitting, if we can appreciate the fleeting nature of individual concepts and ideas, then we can appreciate the concepts which are useful, but at the same time, not let them be a barrier for perceiving and seeing what's here. And in particular, when we're not stuck in ideas of how people are, we can maybe take in and register, see and feel and sense people in a deeper way, in a fresh way. Freedom from being stuck in concepts allows for more clear seeing of others, clear feeling of them with our hearts. We don't then come with our preconceived ideas when we meet other people. Well, we might come with preconceived ideas, but we don't linger in them. We see them pass. We can see with fresh eyes. And may it be that our ability to see others freshly, with fresh eyes, fresh heart, fresh mind, lets us be a clean channel for care and goodwill, for basic friendship and friendliness. May it be that this practice clears the channels of communication, of perception, of connection. So we see people kind of anew and fresh and fully in their humanity, in a way that maybe we respect and revere others just for being human and being alive. And in this clear, clean channel of connection, may it carry out into the world, our well-wishing for the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we live in a way that contributes to that possibility for others. May we be an agent for peace and happiness.